Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Guess we're going to have to get rid of that Raheem.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got a lot going on, including the latest on this Matt Ryan interviewing process. And that is where we're going to start, guys. We got Joel Corey coming up. He's going to fill us in on what he thinks about Kirk Cousins, who has redone, or at least modified, the last 2 years of his deal to help the Falcons with the cap and to kind of help himself, which gives the Falcons some options. We'll fill you in on that coming up in about 10 minutes. But, Mike, we found out today that Matt Ryan hasn't even interviewed for this president's job, and apparently that's not going to happen until later this week.
And again, the Rooney Rule applies to all positions, so minority candidates will be interviewed for that position, and you could actually knock off two birds with one stone if Ian Cunningham comes in, and he could interview for that, and then, you know, Matt and he could work together. I was just talking to our boss, Mike Conti, the idea that, you know, Matt, and a lot of folks have brought it up. I mentioned John Lynch. John Lynch did TV for a couple of years and then transferred over to the 49ers. And it was the coach, it was Shanahan, that said, he's the guy I want to work with. So there's more than one way to skin the cat. But one thing for certain, yes, Matt would be a newbie. But as Dave Archer just told us, his knowledge of the NFL is, he's freaking Matt Ryan, guys. He didn't just come drop in on this planet from Pluto. Guy played the sport at the highest level. Who better to know what's right and wrong about this Falcons organization? But for those that are concerned, yes, you would have a GM to do the stuff that a guy in a personnel department needs to do. And off the top of my head, a guy like Ian Cunningham with Clint Kubiak and Matt Ryan, I'd take a stab at that one.
Yeah, look, I also like Stefanski. And the reason why is because of his relationship with Kirk Cousins. And if you're going to go that route and have this gap year, Mike, what a better situation. Remember last year when we were talking about was Cousins wanting to try to go to Cleveland? You guys remember there were pictures of Cousins in Cleveland?
And yeah, wasn't he like at a Chipotle?
Correct. Chipotle or something. And everybody was linking him to Kevin Stefanski. I only say that to say I don't know if Stefanski would be interested in maybe being the OC or if Clint's going to do this and run the offense, which we've seen head coaches be able to do if he was being offered the job. We're not giving anybody the job because I want to talk to everybody, but there are guys that I like more than others. And that relationship and the kind of offenses that they run would help our quarterbacks, the current ones that we have on the roster. If you're going to go get a brand new guy, Mike, and you're going in a different direction, then maybe it doesn't matter. But I think that is one of the reasons why Kirk did what he did. Meanwhile, as we talk about all the other things going on around the league, there have been some more firings today, and the Lions just fired their offensive coordinator. His name was John Morton. Not surprising. The head coach took over the play calling duties and Dan Campbell earlier in the season. And so he's like, well, we don't need you anymore. Now, I don't know if he's going to go get somebody else, but John Morton has been released by the Lions. We mentioned Cliff Kingsbury, and somebody said, Dukes, are you interested in Cliff Kingsbury? I'm not necessarily. Not as a head coach. That's just me. I'll explain in a bit. But Mike, he and apparently Dan Quinn came to a mutual agreement that he was going to leave the Commanders. But then Dan Quinn says, you know what? Hey, Joe Witt, I know you've been my boy, but yeah, as a DC, this isn't going to work either.
Yeah, and that's the unkindest cut of all when you think about, and this is what happens. Dan Quinn was in the same position here in Atlanta. You got to move some guys around. Ownership comes, hey, man, let's go. So the coach, you lose your assistants, and then you're next. So basically, Dan Quinn's been put on notice by the owner up there in D.C. because you're right, his relationship with Witt is strong. Before you tell me about Clint Kingsbury, I'd like to see him take a year off and then go coach Florida State.
And that might be, you know what? And maybe he does get into the college football ranks, Mike. Here's my deal, and it's not a knock on Cliff. Cliff's done an excellent job. But his history in the NFL is he is a better coordinator than he is a head coach. And when you start talking about your lot and where you're going to have the most success, I'm not saying he doesn't want another head coaching job. He probably does. But in Arizona, Mike, that just didn't look right. It didn't feel good. And ultimately, he got run up out of there. Now, the mistake that was made there was they paid Kyler Murray way before they should have, and then they had to make a decision. But now, you know, Arizona's fired another coach, and Kyler Murray's putting nice things out about Gannon, saying, you know, how much he loved him. To Mike's point, if you loved him so much, why didn't you play better? But I just feel like Kingsbury, in my mind, is a great coordinator. I don't see him as a potential next head coach. Doesn't mean the Falcons won't talk to him, and it doesn't mean he won't get offers. But that's just where I'm at. I see other guys, in my opinion, Mike, above him if I were going to bring in a new head coach.
Right. So, again, Cliff Kingsbury, we talked about it. By the way, the joke we used to say about being a coach killer with Trey, which triggers people, I think we now officially say Kyler Murray is a coach killer. He did reach out to Gannon on social media.
Killed the first regime he played for, which drafted him.
Right.
And then they moved on. And then killed Kingsbury, and then he just killed Gannon.
So there you go. Coach killer! As far as moving forward here in Atlanta, you know, you see a vision of an offense. Now, you mentioned Stefanski. Do I really care about the gap year? Do I say, I want a younger guy? That's what makes the Kubiak thing. I think, and I said this to you yesterday, everybody wants that next Sean McVay.
They do.
You know, that young. And Stefanski's still not like he's like 100 years old or anything. But Stefanski, you said it, a victim of terrible circumstances up there. A dysfunctional franchise, a terrible owner. I don't know how the GM keeps his job, too, by the way, with all the things he's done.
Yeah, Andrew Berry. They're going to let him hire or at least bring in the next head coach. I don't know if he'll probably be the guy because the owner trusts him. Meanwhile, the Cowboys let Matt Eberflus go. You might remember him as the Bears head coach before this, but he was a defensive coordinator prior to becoming the Bears head coach. But Mike, Cowboys defense and Jerry today talking about Eberflus.
Yeah, I feel bad for Matt. He thought he'd have a good defensive edge rusher, a guy like a Micah Parsons type.
Well, Jerry, you had a guy like Micah
Parsons.
What's
that? I don't recall that.
That's a part of our process. You traded him.
I've known it. So, Jerry, I saw a soundbite from Jerry this morning on NFL Network. I'm like, you know, you had to stop him from talking. He's making no sense. You know, Daddy, shut up. Too bad. Daddy, my hat came off. Too bad your head wasn't in it. That whole thing just seems like a train wreck. Another name, just real quick while we're talking Falcons. A couple guys asked us yesterday, speaking of former Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And he said, why aren't you and Carl interested? I'm just not. I think he did less with more in Green Bay. I think he just blew it in some big opportunities. And then to lose to the Packers the way he did, I'm not a Mike McCarthy fan. I think he would bring a level of competency.
Whoa,
but I'm not interested.
Sorry.
Bring it. What's going on?
The Ravens, according to Tom Pelissero, have fired John Harbaugh.
We talked about it yesterday. Said it was a slim chance. Everybody,
maybe him or Lamar.
The Baltimore Sun articles made it sound like Lamar or him is going to go.
Wow.
And apparently Harbaugh, was he the longest tenured coach in the NFL?
Yeah, him and I believe Tomlin are now. Right. After Belichick is gone. I'm a little bit shocked. This is Tom Pelissero saying, sources tell insiders. We will wait to see if more reports come out. But that, now you want to talk about shocked? I'm a little bit shocked about that.
Well, you know, you won a Super Bowl, but this is where we get to when you're at that level where year after year you're punching through. Marvin Lewis was the same guy to me, what the Braves have become. Undisciplined mistakes.
Harbaugh's out.
Lamar has got to be better in these big games, but there's too many mistakes on that team, and that defense was not good.
I want to talk to him.
I talked to Harbaugh in a second.
I want to talk to Mike. You talk about, and again, we take this culture thing for granted because we haven't had it.
He built one.
And they were 18 years, guys. He knows what it takes. I want to talk to him. John Harbaugh out as the Ravens head coach. Hey, I'm just saying.
If nothing else, it would be finally, after some 15 years of you and I talking about it and listeners begging for it, we could actually have Chuck Smith as a Falcons coach.
This is true. You're right. This is true.
For those who don't know, Big Chuck Smith worked with the Ravens the last few years and did an amazing job with their defensive line, outside linebackers.
All right, so Eric DaCosta, who's the general manager of the Ravens. And guys, we told you, you got to be here every day. This is crazy stuff going on around the league. Outside of the games we got coming up this weekend with the Wild Card Weekend, which you'll be able to listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But all of this stuff is just literally happening, and it's fluid every day. Mike, Eric DaCosta, the general manager, informing the team now that Harbaugh's out. And if you heard Lamar the other night after the Steeler game, he is ranting about how they better not get rid of him, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
My point is, does this now mean Lamar will force his way out of Baltimore?
Well, I mean, that's you're breaking it down to the studs.
And by the way, if he does, yeah. I want to talk to him too.
Yes, please. Now, again, as much as Lamar's got to stop holding the ball like a loaf of bread,
I want to talk to him.
That's something I'd be interested in. This town, even though it was 2-3 years ago when there was no chance the Ravens were going to let him go,
no.
We had half the city was losing their mind. I think we were going to get Lamar Jackson.
Well, nobody wanted to roll the dice. Right. Nobody had the balls to roll the dice.
We thought it was collusion because every NFL team was like, we're not interested in Lamar Jackson. It was on the heels of the Deshaun Watson contract. So it was almost like owners, wink, wink, we're talking to each other. So I just put it out there. Any interest, Falcon fans, in Harbaugh? Was it injuries or just the defense? Why was the defense
good? It was banged up. They had Medibuke, Mike, maybe the best defensive interior tackle in the league, hurt, okay? That crushed them with their run-stop defense. And then you talk about their cover guys. They got great safeties. As a matter of fact, they got a Georgia safety. But the cover guys at the corner hurt them. And I think, more importantly, that their ability – remember, 2 years in a row, I think they were 1-2 in sacks. We're 2 in sacks.
Right.
Nowhere close. They couldn't get the pressure that they got over the last few years because of all of those injuries. And right. I'm not saying that's why they lost. Hell, they were on the verge of still getting to the playoffs. The field goal kicker makes a field goal.
You know, earlier in the year when we were going through the 5-game losing streak, Carl and I were talking about it. There were guys that got on the open market. This was back, I think, in October, November. And you and I said, Tomlin – I'd drive to Pittsburgh myself.
Want to talk to him?
You know, Harbaugh would be the same. I put him in that same category.
Man, that's
he's 63, by the way. No,
I
guys
know.
Are wondering.
Well, and here's the deal. You know, he's a youthful 63. If you know and watch John, but I'll say this, Mike. Coaches that I know that have worked around him love him.
Brings Todd Monken with him.
That's a good question.
Todd Monken interviewed for the Browns apparently today.
That's a good question. And by the way, I think that maybe his assistants may have known, and so you're going to see a lot of those guys potentially being interviewed. But Monken's a hot OC, man.
Right. Imagine Monken with Bijan. And Pitt stays.
All right.
That's why when we talked about D-Led, put it out there the other day, that Falcons going to be losing seasons. No. Steve Weiss, we're going to have Steve on tomorrow. Is it tomorrow day from NFL Network? He was feeling we are the best opportunity because the winnability of the division and the athletes we've got on the roster.
Let me say this. I know we've been talking about all these young cats. John Harbaugh is the number one coach on the top of the candidates list because of his pedigree, his winning. He's a Super Bowl champion and well-respected. I think, Mike, he jumps to the top of the list. What right. I'm saying is...
You got to talk to him. There's no way you don't talk to John
Harbaugh. He's not going
to
last. Right. He's not going to be out here 4 or 5 weeks. Like, he's going to be gone. One of these teams are going to snatch up John Harbaugh quickly.
See, that's the thing. He's won the big one. I like it.
All right, man.
I like it.
If you're just joining us, Harbaugh let go. He had 3 years left on his contract in Baltimore. That is a shocking development.
Do you think that Biscotti was that article had anything to do with it? The stuff that article was talking about, the levels of disconnect he felt, you know, and it really came down to, are you kissing Lamar's butt?
Yeah.
Are you giving Lamar special treatment? That was the crux of the article.
It was. And that came out, what, about two and a half weeks ago or something like that? All right, man, coming up. Wow.
The field goal kicker misses a gimme.
A gimme.
And he gets fired.
And Loop was great all year. That's the name of the kid that missed the field goal. Harbaugh consoled him all the way to the locker room, by the way. Kid's crying, and he's got a hand on his shoulder. Joel Corey, CBS Sports, former agent, capologist, joins us next. What does this Kirk Cousins decision mean for the Falcons and Cousins? Find out next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Next. It is Dukes and Bell. Breaking news, the Ravens have fired head coach John Harbaugh after 18 seasons. And as I tweeted out at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, and follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Bring him in now, Atlanta. He is a franchise and culture builder. All these other guys we've talked about, no disrespect, they're very good offensive minds. Clint Kubiak, for as much as I love the idea, unproven. This dude is not unproven. And I think he jumps to the top of the candidates list when you start talking about teams that are interested in a head coach. Now, here's the thing. John Harbaugh can be picky.
Yes. He's going to have his pick of the litter.
He doesn't have to take any damn job that's offered. He can be very picky. But shocking news for me because, again, they were on the cusp of getting back to the playoffs with the field goal the other night, and it's missed last Sunday night. And, Mike, before we get to our buddy Joel Corey, who's here from CBS Sports to talk about, you know, what this Kirk Cousins restructure means, the news that just broke about Harbaugh, I think a lot of people around the league are like, whoa, because you said it. Internally, there had to be more to this than just the loss the other night. You were right there. And, again, you can't blame Harbaugh when Lamar was not available for, what, the last 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it was.
Right.
And then you fight your way back for a chance to get there. I don't think he got fired for the loss on Sunday night. I think there was way more to this.
Yeah, but it is kind of wild, though. We're just one win a game, one field goal kick away from maybe making the playoffs. He gets that situation where the kicker blows a gimme. Either way, Harbaugh's out there on the open market, and Steve Weiss from NFL Network says we're the most attractive job.
It's a no-brainer, man. I mean, honestly, I don't care who the president is. Yes. I don't care who the general manager
and
is.
And by the way, you know, Matt Ryan's going to be helping you out. We're going to get GM. You know, okay, we got Bijan. We got some nice pieces on defense. Is that something you'd be interested in, Coach?
Joel Corey is here. Joel, it is good to talk with you, man. Happy New Year. Appreciate you jumping on the show with us today. Before we ask you about this Kirk Cousins thing, you've been in the game a long time. Any thoughts on the Harbaugh firing?
I'm surprised but not surprised. When you are the preseason Super Bowl favorite and you underachieve to the point where you have a losing record and have to rely on a last-minute field goal to even make the playoffs, then you can lose your job. This team tries to win Super Bowls, not just make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Harbaugh's blown more double-digit leads over the past 5 years than any coach in the NFL and hasn't really been able to get over the hump since he beat his brother in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, big guy. You're our man. You are our Shell answer man, Joel. Like, literally, when we got questions about this stuff, you're the expert. The Falcons move some money around. They basically take Kirk Cousins' salary right now down next to nothing for this year. Just, does your spidey sense to you feel this is simply going to be a post-June 13th cut or post, or is it June 6th? I always get the dates wrong. Either way, is Kirk Cousins gone here in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. He's gone. The reason you make this maneuver is for a post-June 1 designation. The Saints did the exact same thing 2 years ago with Michael Thomas. Last year, the 49ers did it with Javon Hargrave. Because he's got the salary guarantee of $10 million, you weren't going to be able to cut him before the league year started and take all the acceleration sooner rather than later, because the guarantee would move into the 2025 league year. This transaction actually took place before the final regular season game, because under the CBA, in order to use a post-June 1 designation, you can't make any modifications to a contract after the last regular season game. So this was done before the Falcons played the Saints.
Joel Corey, our guest, guys, capologist, former agent, writes for CBS Sports, and we love taking these opportunities to pick his brain a little bit when these situations play out, because Falcon fans are like, okay, it gives the Falcons some flexibility, but Joel, you know, this idea, and it's just that he would be willing to, you know, come back and under a new restructured deal, even if they were to cut him, you're saying no way in hell.
No, because here's one of the reasons he did it. You squatted on his rights last year when he wanted out.
Right.
So you're not able to do it now by the way they've structured it, because he's going to have that massive guarantee hit the books on the for 2027, hit the books on the third day of the 2026 league year. That ensures he's gone. Your benefit is, you get $32.9 million of immediate cap relief. If you'd done nothing with his contract and you were still going to use a post-June 1 designation on him, you would have been carrying what was a $35 million base salary on the books until June 2nd. That would have been removed at that point. The $10 million roster bonus is never being removed because that's fully guaranteed. That already stays there. So it wasn't going to affect your dead money ultimately, for post-June 1 designation, whether done without this maneuver or not. It's still going to be 22.5 in 26 and then 12.5 in 27. But you get the immediate cap flexibility now, because you got a little over $300 million in cap commitments for 2026. And you've got, I think, like 38 players under contract. The top 51 count against the cap. And the cap is going to be probably between $300 and $305 million for the 2026 league year.
Right. It's like it's more than a cost of living increase, it seems, every year. It's just a rocket ship to the moon.
Yeah, when I say you had $30 million in cap commitments, that was prior to this maneuver. So that gives you the extra room.
Cap expert Joel Corey, guys, if you're just tuning in, he says that the Kirk Cousins restructuring was already in the works, and in his estimation, he's gone. So there's no, he doesn't think that's going to mean anything about Kirk finding no action, attraction in the free agent market and coming back for a better deal. He's gone. Speaking of contracts, do you tag Kyle Pitts, who's been like a lightning rod in this town, Joel? He's so good when he's on, but it's so infrequent that he's on. So what do you do with Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I'd be a little leery of someone who doesn't do anything since his rookie year and then all of a sudden plays great in a contract year. I don't know if the new regime is going to want him. That's the question. We don't know. Who's the new head coach? Who's the GM? What do they think? The tag is going to be a little over $15 million, depending upon where the cap comes in. He's got David Mulligetta as an agent, who also represents Micah Parsons, a whole bunch of safeties in the NFL. I suspect he's looking north of T.J. Hockenson, who is the third highest paid tight end at $16.5 million per year. But I would be a little leery of Pitts just because he disappeared for 3 years.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, a question from our listeners, and we've been talking about this because, you know, Terry Fontenot was our general manager, obviously let go on Monday. We think that decision was probably, you know, made before the actual announcement. But people are saying, well, we didn't have a GM. Who the hell made this decision on Kirk Cousins? Joe, how does that work in front offices? Because you've got capologists, you've got people who are aware of these contracts and situations, even if you are firing your general manager, right?
Yeah, well, the cap guy can be a constant. Chris Olsen's the cap guy. The guy that he replaced, Nick Polk, survived multiple regime changes. Mm-hmm. Nick Polk was there so long that he did Michael Vick's big contract and all of Matt Ryan's contracts.
Wow.
So this is Chris Olsen's domain, so he had a lot to do with recommending that they do this type of maneuver.
Talking with our guy, he's our cap man, Joel Corey, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Just throw another name at you because he's a guy that we love, but he seems like he might be a luxury item, especially the way you described our cap situation. That's Tyler Allgeier. He's now going to be a free agent. You think he'll find a pretty robust market because he's a solid piece? He has been a 1,000-yard rusher in the league.
Yeah, I don't want to be here if I'm him because you have Bijan Robinson. I want to go someplace where I can be what I thought it was going to be after I had 1,000 yards in my rookie year. If I have to do a one-year prove-it deal to show that I can reestablish myself as a lead back, I'll do that. I don't think you have him back next year.
Right.
As you look around the league, Joel, and, you know, it's crazy because you talk about the cap going up and how it's affecting teams. I've always said, you know, with teams' ability to maneuver the cap, when does it really come into play? Like, seriously, a few years ago, I think it was 2020, Mike, when we were cap-strapped because of Matt Ryan.
Like the Saints every year.
Well, it feels that way. And, you know, you're kicking the can down the road to say, hey, we're going to restructure. And then at some point, that comes to play. But it just feels like for most of the NFL, they are able to maneuver this and move the money around, and it really doesn't hurt teams as much as we think it does. Or does it?
It comes into play when you make a bad contract decision with someone like Miami with Tua.
Okay.
Right.
They're going to have $99.2 million of dead money to cut him conventionally.
Wow.
It'll be 67.4 if you use a post-1 designation. His trade value is limited. Who's going to want that contract based on how he played with his injury history? But you're right that after the pandemic, the Saints had to clear about $100 million of cap commitments, were able to do that, and then some. Kind of shows you that you can maneuver around it. It's now coming back to haunt the Saints. They kick the can down the road every year because they kept doing that with aging players. And they're going to have significant dead money for older guys like Taysom Hill, DeMario Davis, and Cam Jordan.
We're going into the last year of Drake London, so he gets his contract extension. We were surprised he didn't get it like, was it Garrett Wilson got it in New York?
Early, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that one either. He's going to want north of Garrett Wilson-type money. Now, you have an interesting dilemma. You're able to do Bijan Robinson now, because he's gone through three regular seasons, he's now extension eligible, but Drake London is a year ahead of him.
Right.
So I would think Drake London is higher in the pecking order.
Yeah.
But I want to get Bijan Robinson done as soon as possible, because the longer you wait to sign great players or Pro Bowl caliber players, the more it's going to cost you in the long run.
Yeah, and we're talking about what's the running, McCaffrey's what, 25 a year, somewhere around there?
No, the top is Saquon Barkley at 20.6, McCaffrey's at 19.
Okay.
But you're going to set the running back market with Bijan Robinson. That's got to be a given.
For sure. We got to run. Hey, great work. Great job, as always, filling us in on the information we need. Joel Corey, follow him, guys. He does a terrific job. Joel, thanks so much for stopping by, man, and we'll talk soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike. Recap. he says in regards to Cousins.
Yes, guys, we talked about it earlier. And again, we just wanted to be clear because there was still a chance that maybe they could find a way to get Kirk back. He says the move is a clear sign, and this was out there by Spotrac, and he agrees that this is basically to get him off the books. They carry the cap hit into June, then they take on dead cap hits of 22.5 in 26, 12.5 million in 27. So it's a great way for us to kind of just mitigate the big number for Cousins, and he is gone. He will not be a Falcon in his estimation.
Yeah, because if you didn't do anything, you go into next season with $67 million guaranteed.
The 57 plus that 10, you're right.
Nobody was doing that. All right. There you have it. And you also have who did the deal in the building. The capologist does not sleep, okay, regardless of who the general manager is. And Mr. Olson, he said, is the guy behind that on top of all that. All right, we're coming back. If you're just joining us, fans are tripping because John Harbaugh all of a sudden is available. The Ravens have let him go. We're also going to fill you in on the portal and what's going on there because we were going to have a whole college segment. But now we got some other stuff to talk about.
Harbaugh. We want Harbaugh.
Stay there.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
There's about like three strong arm stories today, Carl, but the most fresh one is the Ravens are moving on from John Harbaugh. Initially reported by the NFL Network, John Harbaugh, 18 years in the league, Super Bowl winner. And immediately, Carl and I said, if you were the Falcons, how does that not jump to the top of your list in your coaching search?
No doubt. And here's the deal. The credentials speak for themselves. I said this to one of our listeners who was like, you were just talking about Kevin Stefanski. Great offensive mind. We need a culture builder. We need someone to come in and understand what it takes. And we can, yes, you can roll the dice on any of these other potential candidates that we've talked about. Or do you want proven? I always want proven over unproven. That's just me. And it doesn't mean that he comes here, Mike, and stays 18 years. His run with the Ravens is unprecedented. But I also know that his experience is invaluable. And I also think, Over those years, he knows what he wants. We talk about this all the time. He knows what kind of players he wants. He also knows what kind of what the culture should be and what it takes. And for me, that makes him the top candidate in this particular coaching cycle. Now there are seven jobs open. Falcons, right. Giants, Browns, Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, Ravens. He gets to pick. And if everybody interviews him, and I don't know if he'll interview at every, you know, all these jobs, but right now, if you're asking him what the best job is, and if you think like we do, and we're being, you know, selfish about this, look at our roster, look at the talent. I feel like, you know, you can figure out this quarterback situation.
Right.
I trust that Harbaugh would come in here and get this right. Yes, we need to talk to him.
Now, again, the two ways of looking at it. I mean, first off, 180 and 113 in his career there. I mean, only missed the playoffs twice the last, what, 7 years. Look at this, 10 wins, 14, 11, 8, 10, 13, 12.
I don't know what that feels like.
We don't know what that is, guys. We got 8 years of garbage here, boys and girls. Come on now. Now, look, the only argument, I'll just play devil's advocate in the conversation about John Harbaugh.
Yes, sir.
Has he become that kind of Mike McCarthy where he's no longer such the hot, you know, but I don't think so. I think he was better than McCarthy.
I do too.
And I think McCarthy, to me, I lost a lot of respect for him with the way it played out in Dallas, although that might be a tough situation for anybody with Jerry Jones over your shoulder and the way he runs it.
I agree.
But Harbaugh, it's not his fault Lamar Jackson fumbles the football. It's not his fault Mark Andrews couldn't make the catch and this Nick Nitwit couldn't make the field goal the other night. I just don't know how you wouldn't be excited. And as we said, he wouldn't be number one candidate for any team, and certainly us here in Atlanta.
No doubt. So that news breaking this hour and everybody around the league reacting to it. Because, again, you know what all these organizations are looking for? You know what we're looking for? Stability.
Right.
They had it.
Right. We've had five years of not having stability.
Correct. Now, if we had 18 years of those records that Mike's talking about and multiple playoff runs and MVPs and deep playoff runs, Mike, and big wins, and okay, sometimes things come to an end. But we haven't had it. So we don't know what stability truly feels like. The closest thing, Mike, was Smitty. It was the closest thing that we've had when
right.
you talk about a length of period where, hey, we go to multiple playoff runs. And again, Matt Ryan was a huge part of that. But that's the closest thing. Even the Dan Quinn run, Mike, like the last 3 years felt like we were lost.
Right. And, you know, Smitty was with the Ravens. The other, that was going back to Brian Billick. We didn't know who, you know, Mike Smith was, and it turned out pretty darn good. This is a guy who has a brand. The resume speaks for itself.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure if we right now talk to my buddy Rich, who does rock radio up in Baltimore, Raven fans are probably as close to it as we are with the Falcons, and they'd have some things to say about. They didn't like you watching it week in, week out. But to be watching the Ravens from here in Atlanta, I'll take some of that. My God. I mean, every team has got the things that, you know, we look at and go, man, I wish I had that. For instance, Chuck Smith. They got Chuck Smith on the staff. We've been begging for Chuck Smith for a decade to help our edge rushers.
Well, he went up there and made them the best pass rushing team 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. Just like that.
Right.
And
we talked about Todd Monken and what a great job he did it. You know, he still has designs on being a head coach.
Yep.
He interviewed, as we said, at Cleveland. But, you know, I don't know if that's a package deal or Monken's going to be on his own thing. But a guy like Monken, that's Monken coming here. You got Bijan Robinson. You don't have to worry about the good and the bad of Lamar Jackson, you know?
I would tell you guys, and I'm just saying this because I know some of the guys outside of Chuck Smith, because Chuck doesn't talk to us during the season because he just
NFL
doesn't.
Rules,
yeah, he doesn't want to put himself in that position. But I know other guys that have worked in that organization. Coaches love John Harbaugh. They just do because he knows how to treat people, Mike. And that's a big part of everybody buying in. And say what you want. I mean, for all the conversation about Lamar, I think Harbaugh protected him and saved him many times with the way that he handled situations. Mike, a lot of coaches would have thrown Lamar under the bus with some of the stuff that took place, right. Even the contract negotiations, throughout all of that
crap. Had his back the whole way.
The whole way. So I'm a big proponent of this. Look, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know where we go. But if we don't talk to him, it's criminal.
Right. Yeah, come on, guys. You're talking about everything Carl just said, stability. You're talking about a guy who's going to put a staff together. You're talking about, no disrespect to the previous coaches here, but he's got that gravitas those guys just didn't have.
Yes. And don't, by the way, let's talk about this for a second. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. What do you want in a coach? No, I'm being serious. You know what I want, Mike? I want a cocky blankety blank. I want a guy that's not afraid. I want a guy, and we talk about all this communication stuff. None of you would be concerned with how Rock communicated if he won games.
Right.
At the end of the day, I want a guy that Mike is not afraid to grab himself and say, this is who we are. It's why Dan Campbell's worked in Detroit.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
No, this gets back to, I mean, it doesn't matter, as you said. If we had won a couple of those games, we're still talking about Raheem Morris and the regime is here. But there was just things. I don't think John Harbaugh let some of the details slip that slipped here this year.
Good call.
Special teams. The guy made his bones in special teams. So, I mean, obviously, yes, his field goal kicker let him down. There's a lot of that going around. We dealt with it too ourselves here. But this is a guy that I think takes care of all the things which we didn't take care of. And again, no disrespect to Arthur Smith, but Arthur Smith is like the human filibuster. Say it with your chest and say what you mean and get on with it.
That's what I want. I don't know what you want. I mean, I also want a guy that knows what he's doing. But right. When you talk about the moxie, it's what we – I feel like we've been
missing. He's a character guy. Right. It seemed legit.
Yeah.
Real. Not to in any way infer that Raheem, it was not genuine, but sometimes it felt forced, if I'm honest. So that's why I would – and again, I know you guys
– And then with Dan, right?
Right.
Who is a great coach. He's proven that since he's left here. But Dan and the slogans became endless. Like, sometimes I just need you to talk to me like a normal person.
Right. When we would ask him about, like, there was a position battle for guard and just iron sharpening iron. Come on, just give me an answer. Who's going to be the guard? Who's the best guard today?
That's right.
You know, and John Harbaugh, if you've watched him, I don't know how many guys are from that area, but it's pretty much tell it like it is. So that's a guy I just would love to see. And the problem is as Carl pointed out, you know, now there's six other teams and the Ravens let him go, but there's a number. You know, he'd be a great fit in Vegas. I bet you Tom, what do you think Tom Brady thinks of him? You know, there was a rumor out there that Barstool had that Tom Brady's interested in bringing Brian Flores into the mix. He's got a long association from Flores' time as an assistant, then D.C. With the Patriots. But a guy like Harbaugh, that's another team. They need stability. They need a guy like Harbaugh out in Vegas.
Yeah, and I know I had a couple of people hit me up, and they're, you know, questioning my passion here for Harbaugh. The thing I'm getting back is he's 63. Do you want to win now, Atlanta?
Well, we have the window of the young stars we put together.
Do you want to win? Are we in the win now business, or Mike, are we in the win 5 years from now business?
No, we got a solid squad. You mishandled. This was a playoff team. This was a 9 or a 10 win team that was mishandled. Okay, as we said, you think John Harbaugh would let that special teams disaster continue and cost you as many games?
No,
there's a lot of you can say that about a lot of NFL coaches. Unfortunately, our coaching staff couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, I'm big on this. We'll see where it goes. But like I said. He literally is like, I'll see what I want to do.
He can call his shot.
He can call his shot. And that's going to be the difference. That's big news today. After 18 seasons, Ravens let John Harbaugh go. That's big news in the NFL. The other big news locally, if you're just tuning in, before we get out of here, Turtle's got a show tonight. The Kirk Cousins restructure, he modified the last 2 years. They did this, according to Joel Corey, before the last game of the season because per the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, you have to. And then you get to a point, again, these windows where you can't touch these contracts, Mike. Right. So they did this with the intention of knowing the dates that are coming. Obviously, the start of the new year, the football new year, which is March. And then you get into that June 1st designation. But Joel Corey came on the show this hour and said, look, this is setting it up for him to be done.
Right. Maybe as soon as when the league year begins in June 13th or a post-June 6th designation. But either way, Kirk Cousins will be out. That's from Joel. And again, we appreciate the guys that hit us up. We wanted to hear, no disrespect, I'm not sure if you're a capologist or you run your fantasy league, but I want to hear it from a guy that's done it.
Well, that, and I also want to know what our quarterback situation is. I want to keep hope alive that, you know what, if he's interested in coming back, is there any reason why he couldn't make that happen if he wants to do that? I just feel like if you're telling me he's gone and you're putting all your eggs in the Michael Penix basket, I don't like it. I just don't.
I'm with you.
And it's not that I don't love the kid. I just don't.
We said this earlier in the show. If you are the biggest Michael Penix Jr. fan out there, and that's cool because we have a great conversation. He's good. Kid's a good leader. But they didn't set him up for success, starting with the preseason, starting with not getting him under center, all the things you talked about earlier. I thought Zach Robinson was an odd fit. You know, and I think that moving forward, he's in a tough spot, coming off a knee injury, and now maybe having to deal with a different offensive coordinator who may or may not have a similar system.
Yep.
So it's just you just don't know what he is. That doesn't mean he'll fail. You just don't know.
All right. One other thing before we get out of here tomorrow, big show. Steve Weiss is going to join us from NFL Network. I'm sure he'll have plenty more on these coaching candidates as Steve does a terrific job for NFL Network. But join us for a special broadcast live from the opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show. It's one of my favorite things to go to every year at the Georgia World Congress Center. We'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 down there. If you're going down or checking it out, maybe you're making plans for the weekend, it's really cool. As the largest and longest running boat show in the region gets underway, we are live from the Atlanta Boat Show Thursday 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come on down. Meet Dady. Maybe he'll show you his dinghy.
I'm sorry?
What? It's a boat, Day-Day. Yeah, we'll be down there looking forward to that. That's right after on the heels of the Arthur Blank press conference.
Yes, it will be on Thursday.
Where this is going.
Thursday. He put you out there. Hey, oh, let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Orrin is upset. He'll be back in studio. He doesn't get to meet Miss Evan Rude.
Oh, great job behind the glass. My man Day-Day, executive producing. Turtles got a full show tonight. Is it a full four?
2:45. We got a Houston and Texas Tech tonight at 8:45 afterwards.
Good. That's a good college basketball game. Mm. That's a good college basketball game. All right, stay tuned for that. Turtles got more on this coaching search and all the things that are going on here as soon as we get done. All right, Mike, we're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Big show, guys. Today, we told you when we started, crazy. Tomorrow's going to be the same. Thursday will be the same. Friday will be the same. Just be here. Mike Bell, clear it, throw.
Hey, man, LSU's administration realizes you would literally look like the worst people in the world if you wouldn't let Charlie Weiss Jr. coach. Mm. The fact that this happens just like 2 days before you're playing the Miami Hurricanes is just mind-boggling. Yes, running backs coach Kevin Smith and Charlie Weiss Jr. can continue coaching Ole Miss in the college football playoff. Man, I know it's bizarre world. There's 5,000 things wrong with college football. But I tell you what, sorry for some hurt feelings, Georgia fans. Ole Miss, to me, is the most rootable team left in these Final Four.
I'll stay college football. I didn't think I'd like the portal. I mean, I don't, but I do. Look at how much attention you're paying to college football right now when your team is nowhere near the national championship. Look, I didn't think that this would be what it is. And it still needs to be fixed. And I don't know who has those answers. But the idea that you've got all these kids and maneuvering and the movement, Mike, it's made college football and the offseason even more interesting once the portal opened up.
The ratings for Oregon, Indiana?
Huge.
20 million people.
Huge. So for everybody that said college football's ruined, it's not. You know what I've always said? It's about the games. And it continues to be. And the ratings, to Mike's point, continues to show us that. Hey, if you love the show,
damn, Mike, you tell your friend microphone.
If you don't,
you're a fanboy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour.
So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.